The Commands of the Apostles. Number 1. Yield yourself to God. Having acknowledged God's existence, it can truly be said that the foundational appropriate response of any human being to God is to yield to Him. This is not to say that humanity does yield to Him, but such is the response that ought to characterize our recognition of who God is and how we stand in relation to Him. The verb yield is pregnant with meaning. It is a word full of truth in defining the intended human half of the relational equation between created and creator. That it does not usually define that relationship is the reason for humankind's grief upon the earth. All happiness, fulfillment, and contentment emerge from a heart and a life yielded, and thus in proper relation, to the God and Father of its origin. Humanity, however, hates the idea of yielding to anyone or anything. To yield is to submit, defer, relinquish, capitulate, surrender, admit defeat. We hate the very idea of it. We will do anything to avoid it. We fight and squirm and strut and argue and bluster and fuss and defend and justify ourselves. Anything rather than give in. The highway sign that reads yield in the U.S. reads give way in the U.K. The dynamic of those two signs and their commands upon drivers truly points the way to life. We are commanded to let another go ahead of us, to give another the right of way, to let another lead while we follow. To yield is to give way. Francis Schaeffer calls such yielding lifting the empty hands of faith. C.S. Lewis speaks of laying down our arms. The descriptions of both men reveal two aspects of what it means to yield to God. The first may occur once in life, when we acknowledge that God is God, that He has a claim on our lives, when we thus confess our belief in Him and our desire to live as His child. C.S. Lewis's autobiography, Surprised by Joy, chronicles Lewis's inner struggle against this admission and the yielding that he recognized was part of it. He describes the conclusion of this inner war as a battle coming to an end. I unbuckled my armor. I gave in and admitted that God was God. Perhaps that night, the most dejected and reluctant convert in all England, I surrendered. It is little wonder, after such an experience, that he later spoke in Mere Christianity of the laying down of arms. Once having yielded in this way, another form of yielding to God takes over. This new yielding becomes a daily, moment-by-moment way of life. It is Schaeffer's lifting of the empty hands of faith, not once, but continually. This daily ongoing yielding becomes the mindset, the outlook, the entire life's perspective of the Christian committed to seeing and doing things God's way. It is the yielding of one who chooses to sit in the back seat of the car rather than the driver's seat. The sad fact is that many Christians yield in the first way, but not the second. They yield once. They acknowledge belief and join a church. Yet they are not taught to yield as a continual, moment-by-moment way of life. They do not learn what Thomas Kelly calls the life of the second half. It is in second-half Christianity that God renews, remakes, and transforms His sons and daughters, according to the truth of Romans 12:2. The new nature of Christ comes alive, not by studying spiritual ideas, doctrines, and theologies, nor in worship at church, but by heeding the all-important signpost of the Christian walk. Every time our hands tingle to take control of life's steering wheel, The habitual, daily, moment-by-moment internal response reminds us, yield, give way. It is just this astonishing life which is willing to follow him the other half, sincerely to disown itself, this life which intends complete obedience, without any reservations, that I would propose to you, in all boldness, in all seriousness. Commit your lives in unreserved obedience to him. Thomas Kelly, A Testament of Devotion, page 52. Do not yield your members to sin, but yield yourselves to God. Romans 6:13. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. James 4:7. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude 21. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.